Dr. Anthony Miller with Veterans Hospital in Iowa City says the heroin problem has its roots in the 1990s when views on managing pain shifted in American medicine. He says providers began to think that undertreating pain was wrong and that opioids are safe.
And between the years of 1997 and 2007, the amount of opioids prescribed in the United States quadrupled.
Addiction to opioids soared. Now addicts who started on pain pills are injecting heroin to satisfy the craving. The heroin death, which we used to associate with a sordid ghetto life, is coming to the boy and girl next door. Andy Brown of Davenport was prescribed Percocet for pain after surgery when he was 14. He died of a heroin overdose at the age of 33. His mother, Kim Brown, showed pictures of her all-American-looking son.
He doesn't really look like he was putting a needle in his arm, does he?
Andy Brown overdosed three times in all.
The third time he overdosed, he died. The person that he was with didn't call for help.
Brown now advocates for easier access to a medicine that works as an antidote for an overdose that would otherwise be deadly. That's one of several strategies experts examined to minimize the damage from heroin use while law enforcement struggles to keep it off the streets. Federal Drug Enforcement Agent Matt Bradford says big heroin busts are going down in Chicago.
Chicago is your main source city here that supplies Iowa. So Chicago is important.
Now officials have launched the Eastern Iowa Heroin Initiative to address prevention, treatment, and enforcement in Lynn, Johnson, Blackhawk, and Dubuque counties. Jerry Blomgren with the Johnson County Narcotics Task Force came with several of his undercover cops.
They would do, a lot of them do undercover buys of drugs. Heroin has been a big problem for all of us.
Because there's more heroin in eastern Iowa, there are also more methadone clinics to treat the addicted. Kevin Gabbert with the Iowa Department of Public Health shows a map of where methadone clinics are located statewide.
Central Iowa, we have a good portion of eastern Iowa, but when you get over to western Iowa, we have Council Bluffs and we have Sioux City, which that doesn't leave a lot of options when individuals are coming daily for dosing.
While heroin has grabbed the attention of Iowans, the relatively older problem of painkiller addiction persists. Experts say student athletes should be educated about pain meds. And they say employers should be aware of the potential for their employees to be overprescribed following workplace injuries. Keynote speaker was Sam Kanonis, author of Dreamland, The True Tale of America's Opioid Epidemic. He says heroin use has exploded because it hasn't been acknowledged like meth.
People have been mortified of talking about their kid who died in a McDonald's bathroom with a needle in his arm.
Kim Brown knows that firsthand.
It's because when my son died, 2011, I didn't have anywhere to go. And honestly, you guys, nobody would talk to me.
Brown now heads up a group for parents who've lost children to drug overdose. She'll be back at the Capitol next year pushing for a law to let families have the antidote that stops a heroin overdose. She says that might have saved her son's life. In Iowa City, I'm Joyce Russell, Iowa Public Radio News.